You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Fred Flights. My next guest is Kevin Freeman. He is author of Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, and Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. He is founder of GlobalEconomicWarfare.com and a senior fellow with my organization, the Center for Security Policy. Kevin Freeman, welcome.
Thank you, Fred. Good to be here.
Well, Kevin, look, you are an economic and financial expert, and I think everybody listening wants to hear your take on the recent stock market volatility before we get into other issues.
Sure. Well, as everybody knows, on Friday there was a 666-point down day in the Dow, and that seemed bad enough. But on Monday, the market gyrated and ended up down almost 1,600 points at one point and closed it down 1,175 points. And then yesterday, we had a rebound, and the Dow gained back 565 points or so. It's a roller coaster, and people are scared and wondering what's changed.
So is there anything we should be worried about here, any malevolent factors or some type of issue that you could point to?
Well, there are three possible explanations for what happened. It's a normal correction, and Occam's razor would tell us that's probably the most simple and therefore most likely explanation. But I think we need to look further. There's two other explanations that have surfaced that are being discussed. What happened is there was a very obscure volatility derivative instrument, and most people have never heard of it. Most people have never heard of the VIX, let alone the XIV, which is a double short exchange-traded product that was designed, you know, we'll bet and make sure the stock market stays flat and normal. The average investor never hears of these products. They don't know anything. They buy a stock. They think Apple is a good stock. I'll buy it and I'll hold it. But on Wall Street, there's all these derivative games where people are making bets on whether or not it's going to be more volatile or less volatile, or if a stock will go to a certain level before a certain date. But there are all these instruments we were talking about that can be manipulated by foreign governments, as they did in the year 2008, or by big traders, hedge fund players. People look to what George Soros did to the United Kingdom. The timing of this current drop is very suspicious because it comes on the heels of improving poll numbers for the president. It comes on the heels of a good State of the Union address that was well received, good economic numbers and so forth. And so some have argued that the political operatives don't want to see the president look successful, and he keeps pointing to the stock market, and so they thought they'd shake it up. And they may have done that. It's possible. I'm not saying that they did, using an obscure instrument called the XIV, and where they made one of these crazy little bets on whether the market would be more or less volatile. These sorts of instruments were the very things that two Russian spies that were caught back in a few years ago in 2015 by the FBI. They listened in on conversations that they had using proper wiretapping back to Russia. And these two spies, Justice Department brought charges. They were looking for ways to find little obscure things in the exchange traded markets like the ETFs or ETNs that they could use to manipulate. And so what I've written recently in GlobalEconomicWarfare.com, which is my blog, is we're seeing lots of signs, the winds of war, and it may be possible that China, Russia, or others were weapons testing. Can we bring the stock market down? Can we make it go down at will? And that is what we saw in a flash crash, and it may have been what we've seen this week.
Well, indeed, you said in a recent blog posting that the scent of the next world war already is in the air, and that this next world war will be cyber economic in nature, and that it is in its early stages. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, we've actually been in an economic war since the mid-1990s, when the Chinese started stealing technology and really manipulating in our government. They've been lobbying and so forth. It ramped up and hit a really nasty took a nasty turn when the Al-Qaeda attacked us and attacked the World Trade Centers. And it got worse in 2008 when they almost took down the global financial system. China, Russia, and others have decided that U.S. Leadership in the financial markets is something that they cannot no longer accept. They've been very public about this, but they've also behind the scenes been doing all kinds of things to dethrone the dollar as the reserve currency, to impact our stock markets and so forth. These are the things that I'm most worried about. We see hacking and flash crashes and so forth. And what we might have seen on Monday was could have been a weapons test. Do we have the ability to affect stock market investors? How do people react to it? So that's what I'm worried about.
Now, let's look at the stock market volatility from a different angle. The Wall Street Journal ran an editorial on February 5th titled "The Return to Normal Risk," in which they argued that growth in the stock market during the Obama years was in large part manipulated by the Federal Reserve, and that this was actually unhealthy, that the market has to undergo occasional corrections. Do you subscribe to this view?
Absolutely. And Occam's razor will tell us that that is probably what happened. It is a return to normalcy. My point isn't that normalcy it doesn't include these volatile markets. It should. We should see corrections. That's a normal and healthy part. My point is that it's at those points that the corrections can be manipulated using these complex financial instruments, and that's what I'm worried about.
Is it plausible that billionaire opponents of President Trump, like George Soros, could collaborate to somehow affect the stock market to either hurt Mr. Trump or to affect the 2018 congressional elections?
It's not only plausible, it's likely. But again, the market has to be cooperative. If the market isn't cooperative, those measures won't work. But right now, the return to normalcy, the Fed pulling back, that is a time in which you could pull those stunts.
But you're saying that these derivatives, these special types of funds that give malevolent actors leverage over the stock market, they seem to be a vulnerability. Is this something there should be more regulation or oversight of to prevent individuals from manipulating the stock market?
No, absolutely. These products get ridiculously silly. For example, this XIV, it was an $8 billion volatility bet that was mentioned, and I think it was a Wall Street Journal, called an $8 billion volatility bet. If you can use $8 billion, which is a small amount of money in the global scheme of things for major players, and you can cause that level of trillion-dollar disruption, there needs to be some level of regulation. These are bets. It's gambling, in a sense.
So tell us about your next analysis. Where are you now that the stock market's coming back, what are you looking at now?
What I'm most concerned about now is the fact that interest rates are rising. We have a $20 trillion debt, and if we're borrowing money at 1%, we pay $200 billion a year in interest as a government. If interest rates go to 5%, then we pay $1 trillion. This is an enormous amount of money that our government is on the hook for, and it affects defense spending, it affects the ability for people to pay their mortgages and so forth. So what I'm most concerned about is Russia's and China's plan to dethrone the dollar, and what the impact would have would be skyrocketing interest rates, which would cause us to fall and collapse like a Zimbabwe or a Venezuela. So I call that phase three of the economic war, and I think that's what we ought to be preparing for.
Well, Kevin Freeman, we have to stop there. Thank you so much for your analysis. This is Fred Flight substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. Next up, Dr. Bruce Bechtol will be discussing the North Korean threat. Stay tuned.